Hello and welcome to your Writing Centre ESL mini course. This is an introduction to the Blackboard courseware software that we'll be using to support the class. I'm Nigel Kaplan. Okay, so to use Blackboard, go to Internet Explorer. We don't recommend Firefox or another browser, as there seem to be things that don't work so well. And go to the website blackboard.unc.edu and click on the first box, Onion Login. Enter your Onion and your password. If you don't have an Onion or you can't log in, please email me and I'll find another way to get you into the website. Click on the name of the course that you're taking and you'll see the welcome screen like this. The first screen is called This Week and it tells you information about the next class. So as you can see, it tells you what you need to do before the class, what will happen in the class, and the assignments I'm suggesting to do after the class. Check back here regularly, as this is where I'll post important information and updates for the next class. The most important part here I want to show you in the menu is the discussion board. The discussion board is where you can ask questions, discuss the class with your classmates, and this is also where you'll post your assignments. Okay, so in the discussion board, each one of these is called a forum. A forum is basically a different discussion. Okay, only I can add forums. You just click on the title to go into the forum. Okay, here you'll see the threads. Each thread is a conversation within that discussion. Okay, you can start a new conversation called a new thread or continue one by replying. So first, let's show how to start a new conversation. You click the Add Thread button, which is the first icon here, and you'll get the message screen. Okay, give your posting a message, and you can type your message in here. If you're writing a long message, we recommend that you compose it using Microsoft Word or another word processor. Blackboard is not always very stable, and if it crashes while you're writing your message, you will lose everything you've written, and that doesn't happen with Word. So you can type your message in here and simply copy and paste. Magic. Notice that any formatting that was in the Word document is usually preserved in Blackboard when you use Explorer. However, you can also use the control panel here to add more formatting, so we can make that bigger and change the font and underline it and so on. Okay. Another feature here is this button, which is the hyperlink button. If you click on this, you can make a link to another website. So you can either type the website in here or copy it from a web browser window. Click Submit, and this will now be a clickable link to people who look at your message. Okay. If you'd like to attach a file, simply click Attach a File, click Browse, choose the file as you usually would, there we go, and then at the bottom you'll click Submit. If you click Save, then your message will be saved as a draft, here's the Save button, and it will not be available for everyone to see, so you need to click Submit to send your message to the discussion board. Okay, for now I'm going to click Cancel. To read someone else's thread, just click on the title, and you'll be able to read the message there. The paperclip here tells me that there is an attachment, but you can't click here. You click on the name of the file here, and that will load the attachment. And notice again the clickable links here and here. If you'd like to reply to someone's message, simply click the reply button. A useful button is this one. It says Show Parent Post, and it shows the original message, so you can see what you're replying to. Again, you can either compose your reply here, or copy and paste it from a word processor. You can attach files again. Again, click Submit to save it and display the message. I'm going to click Cancel. To go back to the forum to see all the other threads, click on the forum title in the navigation bar up here. There we go. One more button to show you is the Subscribe button. When you click on this, any changes to the forum will be emailed to you. So there we go, I've been subscribed, and now every time someone posts a new message or replies to a message in this forum, I will receive an email. To unsubscribe, click unsubscribe. Okay. The next piece I want to show you is the course documents. tab. So here we'll click on Course Documents. This is where I will upload useful documents, files, and also handouts, because I won't be bringing printed handouts to class. To load the file, open the file, or save the file, just click on the link. If you can't open any of the file types, please let me know. Some of the files are in folders. Just click on the folder name and then on the file. The External Links menu option here gives you links to other useful websites. Again, just click on it. And we'll also put the videos here, like this one, so you can watch them inside Blackboard. The staff information will have my contact information, and I missed as well the course information button here. That has the syllabus for the course. The communication button is a way for you to send email to me or to other members of the class. Click on communication and then send email here. To email me, just click all instructor users. I'm the only instructor. Type your message here and click submit. To email the whole class, click all users. And to select who to send your email to, select users, select the name, click the arrow. This now says selected. Type your message and submit. For more help on using Blackboard, click on Blackboard Help, and that will open up UNC's Blackboard information. Features for students should have most of the information that you need. To change to a different course you're enrolled in, use the Courses tab up here, and when you're finished, click Log Out, and yes, and you are logged out. Well, I hope you find Blackboard useful and that you enjoy this Writing Center course. I'll see you soon.